This is the opening.
Ah, Tuna. From Capital Broadcasting Company, this is WREL Out and About. I am your host, Kathy Hanrahan. I'm hanging here with Ashley Roddy. This is a podcast about everything fun happening in the Triangle. We try and have really fun guests, and sometimes we just go around the building and we're just like, who can we find who would like to talk with us today?
Yeah, we're manipulative too.
We are. We trick them. We trick them to come in here. Ashley, how has your week been going so far?
That's
a loaded question.
It's all voters' choice, so it's like, I mean, it's my favorite and absolute least favorite time of the year because, like, I love Voters' Choice Awards and I love what we do and I love the people I get to encounter and talk to and
Voters'
harass.
Choice, people get to vote for their favorite things, restaurants, people, businesses, podcasters. Yes, that's, we're a finalist for Best Podcast.
Because it is a conflict of interest.
Ashley can't be on there, but it's my name.
I can't vote either.
She's not allowed to vote. But I can vote, and I can vote every day. So WRL.com, just search Voters' Choice, and you can just place, you know, cast your ballot for the things you love about the Triangle. And this is one of the people that we love in this building, so I'm excited to bring him in now. So we've got WRL anchor Jeff Hogan. What's going on?
Hey, you guys were looking for somebody around the building who was fun and interesting. Missed the mark. Just missed the mark.
No.
Sorry.
No.
This is all you get.
No, you're so much fun. Like, you really are. And it's a joy to see you. And we don't see you enough because of your schedule. Because you work these
crazy... Why? Because you guys get to sleep at normal hours?
I have a baby. I don't ever sleep.
Yeah, that's true. At least you're not at work here in the middle of the night. Oh, dark 30.
So how early do you guys have to get here?
We are here at 3:30. First meeting's at 3:40. We're on the air at 4:30.
Oh, my goodness.
I love it.
So, have you always been a morning anchor, a morning person?
I've always been a morning person. I think that's safe to say. But no, not always a morning anchor. Not right out of the womb. I mean, I had my time when I was, you know, a crying, sniveling baby. No, as a sportscaster also, which is the same thing, crying, sniveling,
I was going to ask that, though.
I'm just kidding. For 18 years, I was a sportscaster, yeah. So that was nightside.
That was nightside. My husband does sports, so it is a nightside position.
Yes.
So how do you want to make that? How did you shift from sports to news?
Well, my kids were growing up and without me, and I decided that it might be nice to see them be involved in their activities. So, you know, sportscasters, nighttime and weekends. Mm-hmm. And they were going to school while I was sleeping, you know, and then I would go to work while they were home.
So you were missing them.
Yeah,
it wasn't working.
Yeah,
How old are your kids?
They're 15 and 16, about to be 16 and 17. Ooh, I cringe when I say that.
Girls, right?
Two girls, about to be 16 and 17 at the end of the year, yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
So, but I would never look back and do anything any differently because I needed to. I'll never regret making that move, get out of sports and into news and into that time frame of day, for sure.
So what about where you're originally from? I mean, you live here in North Carolina. You've been here for over a year, right?
End of January, it'll be 2 years. Wow. I can believe that. Yeah, time flies.
So where were you first? Where did you grow up?
Milford, Pennsylvania is home, which is, if you look at it on a map, everybody get out your maps, top northeast corner of Pennsylvania, New York, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania all meet in one little spot right there. There's a monument. You can stand in three states at one time.
Okay, so that's interesting.
Yeah, tri-state area.
So you did that, and then where did you go from there? Where did you...
This is my sixth television station. Mm-hmm. So after college, I came back home, kind of stomped around the area where I was. But, you know, we were in the New York metropolitan area for market. So don't really know too many people that get their start in the number one market in the country. So I ended up, at a little, local access cable station and then a little bigger, cable station. And my first network affiliate job was in Odessa, Texas.
Oh, wow.
Yes, I did pack up that Chevy Beretta and drive across the country. Heck yeah.
So what did you love about being in Texas? Did you have any, the food?
I met my wife there.
Okay, there you go. Yeah,
saved her life, got her out of that state. It was...
In a state of transplants.
It was great. It wasn't the end of the earth, but you could see it from there.
Oh, wow.
And we thought that, we'd never get out of there. It was small market stuff.
Yeah.
But it was where you go to make mistakes and, see if you're really... Your heart's in the business.
Mm-hmm.
So then, so I'll never regret going there. Tumbleweeds blowing across the highway and all that. It was crazy. High school football,
Oh, yeah.
The whole movie, Friday Night Lights.
I grew up in Louisiana.
Right there.
I grew up in Louisiana, so, I understand.
Yeah,
it is all about that. It is.
Yeah.
So you left there. Where else did you go?
I went to Richmond, Virginia. I was there for 3 years, and then I went to Columbus, Ohio, and I was in Columbus for 20 years.
And then you came here?
Yeah, I got my good senses about me and made the move,
And you,
as quick as I could, I got here as fast as I
and
could.
And you took over from Bill Leslie. Bill Leslie left. And
a
then,
legend.
Yes. And
big
then,
shoes to fill.
Yeah, big shoes to fill.
I mean, but do you feel like you've kind of...
Was that daunting to kind of come in being like the new guy, coming in after someone who had been here for so long and who still is here because we find him.
We just turn the corner.
There he is.
Has a cot out back.
Yeah. And you guys just, you'll grab him and throw him on a podcast at any given moment.
Usually we find.
Makes sense.
Usually he's here. We see him anyway.
He just wanders in.
It was a monumental task, and I said from the beginning, everybody talks about big shoes to fill. I'm not trying to fill his shoes. I'm never going to fill his shoes. I just have to be me, what they hired me for, and do my thing, and hopefully it's good enough. I will suffer by comparison to that man all day long. I think they needed. I don't think you're going to bring somebody in here for that job who isn't a seasoned veteran in his own right and a professional. So I was confident in that respect that I would have the confidence to come in and just be myself. Then, hopefully that
would... You could just do it. Yeah, you could come in and people would get to know you.
Right.
And they did. And I think that chemistry you have with Renee is great. You have a great chemistry with Lena. I feel like you work really well with people, and I think you're a joy to watch. It's been great to have you. We were very scared. You gave us a big scare your first year. Yeah, because you came to North Carolina, and what did we tell you? The beaches are here.
Yes.
And you said, let's go to the beach.
Yeah, and I did. Yeah, my family had just moved here. I had been here for 2 weeks. So we thought, hey, striking distance within the beach. Let's go to the beach and have some fun. And it turned out to be not great fun, Had a horrific accident there that my children, thank goodness, were by my side and saved my life when I was paralyzed and drowning in the ocean.
I can't imagine what you went through.
Mm-mm.
I can't imagine, when we saw the Eagles, there was an email that went out the day it happened, and we just were like, just all of our hearts dropped because we were so worried for you. We were worried about you, and we were amazed that when we saw you with the thumbs up and you were in the hospital and we saw you just kind of looking more like yourself, it was, it must have been traumatic. Do you still, did that sour you on going to the beach for a while? Have you been back to the beach?
I've been to the ocean three times. Once was out of the country, so that was, in the Caribbean, so it was, there's no waves. Another time was down in Charleston, so a different region. And I will be perfectly honest, I went back to, near where it happened, because it was in Wilmington Beach.
Yeah.
Wrightsville Beach near Wilmington.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to Carolina Beach this summer for one day. Drove down, kids and all that stuff, and got in the water.
Okay.
And it had that same kind of angry feel to it that happened that day, and I got out.
Yeah.
And that was it.
Wow. Yeah, I was wondering.
I'll go back.
How you ease yourself back into that.
But it's not just that. Like, I have to do a lot of things differently because my neck is still an issue.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, how's your recovery been since then? You look perfectly fine, but I'm sure there are some things you do deal with.
Yeah, there are some levels to it that, I'm probably 95% of what I was, and that's the new normal. Like, that's going to be it. I still have numbness in my fingers and hands. I have numbness in my shoulders. Wow. Okay. And I have just this little constant, like a low level one grade of pain in the neck that I have. Wow. And really, there's that's where it's going to be.
But it hasn't stopped you from being as active, because you're a very active person. You like to run. You like to. You've been doing. You did some races. You've done.
Yes.
So tell me about some of the races you've done.
Well, what's super cool is that you know, work, running, family, active activities. You know, golf, all those things. Hiking. You know, all those things make me whole. And to be able to get back to be able to do those, maybe not at the same degree of proficiency that I did before, but at least to be able to participate in those has really brightened my spirit a bit. And I just did the City of Oaks Marathon.
Yeah, I was going to ask you what you thought of that.
So, it was great. If they could remove the hills, that'd be awesome. But it was nice for me just to do it. I hadn't done a marathon in 2 years, and certainly hadn't done one since the accident. So
this
to get back and do a marathon, yeah, it's a big one.
I like when you've done the races where you've been able to run and live stream and talk. I mean, if I was running, I would be like, y'all, leave me alone. I'm going to, first of all, it's like I need to be running from something. Like something has to be chasing me in order to get me to move.
When they had the what was it?
The
rock and roll half marathon. Okay, so I did the half marathon with the camera the whole way.
Yeah,
and going live and doing that, and that was great fun. That was super fun to hear, have the feedback and the comments from the people out there watching. Like, you know, obviously, how are you doing this? You know, what is, you know, but the questions that, like, what are you feeling now? 10 miles in, you know, what are your thoughts and how do you train for that kind of thing? And you know, that's kind of nutrition, all that kind of stuff is, you know, kind of my hobby. So
that's I wonder if it like kept it more entertaining, because for me the idea of running for 2 hours is just like, you'll get 30 minutes and then I want to do something different.
See, if I see scenery, I can keep moving. So if I'm on the treadmill and there's like a picture of like a place and I'm like, oh, look, I'm going to keep running. But the problem is when you're on the treadmill and you try to run faster to pass the little people on the screen, you don't move faster.
Yeah. No, there are more. There are always more.
No, they just create more people. So yeah, it doesn't help me as much. But I find when I'm with other people running, I run faster.
Yeah?
Yeah.
It's because I don't want to be the slowpoke that's holding everybody up.
Oh, I was the slowpoke one time in a gymnastics practice, and people actually, like, we were so competitive, people actually fussed at me, like, you're slowing everyone down.
What?
It was
shameful.
The most shame
that's not very
I've
nice.
Ever felt.
That's
so I ran nice. Two more laps, and then I was like, oh, you know what? Yeah. I'll be back for practice tomorrow.
Oh, no.
I'm going to go condition in a corner.
Oh,
and
my goodness.
Weep.
Competitive. We will be right back with more from WRL anchor Jeff Hogan. We are back with WRL anchor Jeff Hogan. So you seem like you really enjoy the outdoors. What are some of your favorite places that you've been for hiking and for outdoors?
Yeah, we've been to the mountains. We've been up to Asheville, which was fantastic.
We just got back from Asheville. Yeah, visiting our Pink Lady Ghost. We were hanging out with her at the Grove Park.
Cool. Yeah, I almost went to the Grove Park, and then we ended up staying with some friends there. So it was just great. I hadn't been there, and it was so nice in the mountains, and you know, it felt like a little Breckenridge, Colorado kind of feel to it. You know, I mean, it was like really cool. So we loved that. Yeah, we just went up in the state parks and did all the Pisgah National Park and all the you know, the stuff that goes along with that.
So what'd you do at the state park? Just
We hiked. I mean, the Sliding Rock is there. Mm-hmm. There's waterfalls there. I forget some of the names of some of the things, but it was definitely in Pisgah. And then climbing up, we went on a 5 mile hike up to this top of this mountain. You know, it was awesome rock formations and really cool stuff. You know, we had a great time. But the family, the four of us, did it. It was very cool.
Nice. So, that's what else awesome. Do you play sports?
I used to. Competitively, you know.
What'd you play?
But then I got older. And,
what'd you play?
You know, slower and all that stuff. I played football in college.
Oh, wow.
Oh,
where'd you go to college?
University of Rhode Island.
Oh, what position did you play?
I was defensive back.
No way.
And you didn't get all banged up playing football?
Oh, I'm not saying that. It probably led to some of the deterioration in my neck, to be honest with you.
Wow.
Yeah, so played for a long time. Yeah, I had a full scholarship out of high school to go to you know, a handful of smaller 1AA East Coast kind of colleges. Nice. Chose Rhode Island. It seemed like a good fit. It was a great time. So I had a nice college experience through all that. But I was always a sports nut, and that's how I got into sports casting.
Right.
And then, you know, I decided to come off the playground and do big boy news, you know.
What was your least favorite sport to cover? In sports.
Well, I can tell you that although I love the technical nature of soccer, and I can watch soccer now and be perfectly happy with it, men's or women's, when you're there and it's your job and you want highlights, oh my goodness.
It must be hard.
It doesn't happen fast enough. It's like, I want
to,
you know, like football, you can get there and you can get a couple highlights, you can go to the next game.
Otherwise, you're sitting there,
oh goodness. You know, and if, you know, soccer, you start making up stuff that's a highlight if it's because there's no goals, you know? So that, you know, just the frustration of wanting a highlight.
Especially visual, you want to get those highlights and you want to be able to get it and have it on the air. So I imagine that could be stressful.
You could be there for 2.5 hours and the goal to win it, 1-0, and, you know, you left 5 minutes before.
Yeah, and you missed the one thing you needed.
Yeah.
So you mentioned nutrition.
Mm-hmm.
So we love to eat, the Out and About podcast. We always talk about where we like to go.
I love to eat.
You know we're going to go there. So what are some of your favorite go-tos that are like your comfort food places or just something you make at home?
So the exact opposite of nutrition is what we're really
as you're talking about. Yeah.
Well, and also in healthy options, like what is your quick go-to?
I always bring my lunch to work.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's a weird thing, but...
That's not a weird thing with your hours.
You know, I'm here for 9.5 hours, and most days, like I can't remember the last time I went out to lunch from work. You just can't, I don't have time. Mm-hmm. There's not enough stuff... you know, not enough time for a break during the day to do that. So it's usually just, you know, a desk meal right there. But it's always healthy. It's always something I usually cook the night before, the day before, after I get home or something like that. But when I get out and about, I'm in Apex.
We've got a lot of good options over in that direction.
Yes, yes. So, I mean, right in downtown Apex, you can find several places, you know, which, I mean, Daniel's is kind of an old school Italian go-to. If you want Italian, you're in that area.
Is that on the corner?
Daniel's is a place. It's right by 64 and 55. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah,
right in the corner. So that's a great Italian option. I mean, right in downtown Apex, such a cute little downtown.
Yeah, I love their downtown.
You've got pizza joints, you got Mexican, you got great food options there. I love it.
So that's some of your options. So what about barbecue coming to North Carolina? How did you feel about barbecue? And now you've gotten here.
Yeah.
Has barbecue become a big thing?
Love barbecue. Always have. Was really surprised that people like city barbecue down here. Not because I don't, because it was like located, not its headquarters, in Ohio.
Oh,
you know?
So you came here.
But there were locations in Ohio for city barbecue and we loved it there. And then we came down here. I'm like, well, they must not. You know, go for the city barbecue down here. They must have their own special joints.
So you thought they're there, and we do. We just, city barbecue's popular as well.
But it is good.
It is good.
Yeah. So I've been to a lot of them around, you know, the Pit and, you know, different.
Clyde Cooper's.
One Hillsborough, the little joint on Hillsborough Street right up the road, not far. It's a real small, right on the side of the road place. But I love going to those hole-in-the-wall joints, you know. I think those are the best. I actually got to, and I'm a Western, if you want to.
Okay, so you like Western.
I'm a Western.
That's okay. Everybody has a preference.
I'm a saucy kind of, you know, but I did judge down at this last.
Yeah, you did the whole barbecue.
It was the sauce. It was the barbecue sauce.
Oh, the sauces,
that I did, not the actual barbecue.
So how did you approach that? How did you
not spilling, but you eat crackers and you eat barbecue with it, and you want to know how it's straight, and then you want to know how it tastes with barbecue.
Something.
You know.
Gotcha.
So it was full on. That was a good experience. But when you did, there's a lot of vinegar. I was drinking a lot of vinegar.
I'm sure you didn't feel great after that. I'm sure you were like popping the Tums.
I felt fine, but then after you drink, how much vinegar can you drink before it all starts tasting the same, you know?
It does. It kind of burns a hole in your throat.
But it was cool. It was a great experience, and I loved it. And, you know, I think I brought a different palette to the table, you mm-hmm. know?
Well, that's
everybody
awesome.
Likes the same stuff, so it's good.
So is there any food or drink or et cetera that you did not see or encounter or taste before you came to North Carolina?
Well, that whole cheer wine thing kind of caught me off guard.
Were you confused about what cheer wine was at first? Do you think it was actually wine?
I thought there might be some alcohol in it.
I mean, you know? I did when I first
heard. I did
was disappointed
too.
There. But
my mom was like, what are you doing drinking this cheer wine? You're giving it to your child. I'm like, you do realize I bought it like the Harris Teeter, you mm-hmm. know? And it was like 98 cents and it's in a 2 liter and it's sweeter than Dr. Pepper.
Yeah.
It's so like a sweet Dr. Pepper.
It's like a mix between like cherry soda and Robitussin.
It's a know? Crazy it's, like, it's a crazy mix.
Yeah, it's
a
not.
Cheer wine.
I cheered it. I tried it once. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, okay.
Was it just right. too strong? Yeah, it was just too sweet.
I don't
it
drink
just...
any soda at all.
Okay.
So
okay,
to
then,
have
yeah.
that is like,
that could have
destroyed
you.
Can I cut
you.
This with some vodka or something?
There's a lot of people that use it. There's a lot of people, though, who take it and who do mix it with cocktails. They make okay. Syrup and other desserts out of it. So there's a lot of
it is syrup already, so.
Yes, they use it to, like, put it on ice cream. They kind of,
yes.
like, you know.
Oh, cheer wine floats. That's what I was going to say. They're so good.
Some people use it. You definitely, it's something that's an acquired taste, and some people prefer to mix it with other things. There's a lot of places that do cheer wine cocktails now, though. So, yeah, it's become a popular thing.
I'm a huge shrimp and grits lover.
Yeah. Now, where do you get your shrimp and grits?
You know, I've had some good, really, I had good in Ohio. I had good down in Charleston. I've had good here. I've gotten them at Peak City, which
City's
is
mm-hmm.
now, you know, RIP. Mm-hmm. Even Lucky 32.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
they've
I mean,
good...
I don't want to make it sound like I'm surprised by that, but I didn't know what
that's
to expect. And Lucky 32 is a good.
Nofo at the Pig. Fantastic.
Okay.
Yes. And then you can do your shopping while you're there. So you can like eat your shrimp and grits and then go up to the second floor and do all your Christmas shopping for like all the specialty stuff. It's
their
so
Bloody Marys are also amazing.
Oh, it's so good. Like, I love Nofo.
Well, that's like one-stop shopping right there.
And then Relish, right. which is weird because Relish and North Raleigh, same thing. You can do some shopping too. They have some stuff and they have an amazing shrimp and grits. Their pimento cheese. So good.
Which I have also. Had, and I've had a couple other things from Relish. I just didn't know that they were big on their shrimp and grits. Yeah,
shrimp
I'm
going
to have to go.
Good.
I'm going to have to do that at
yeah,
Relish.
I've had their shrimp and grits, and it was fantastic. Sure. Yeah. So I definitely would check them out. There's so many
Dames.
Places.
Dames is really good.
Dames. I just want to go to Dames and just live there. Like, whenever I go to Dames, I feel like I gain 20 pounds when I walk into Dames.
Yeah.
Because of just the amount of butter and the amount of, like, just
love.
Don't
that
eat.
They cook with. I'm sorry.
They cook with the love. I definitely would say don't eat that. Don't eat the
Does
chicken and waffles.
Does love have to be fattening, though? I mean, no, it doesn't.
No, it doesn't. In my family,
but
it was.
Dames.
In my family, it was. My grandma was like, we're going to cook with the entire pound of the butter. That was definitely it. So we're getting ready to roll into Thanksgiving. Do you have any traditions that your family does? Anything?
Well, you know what I'm into in the last 4 years? I have fried my turkey.
Ooh.
Yeah, so not the healthiest option, but I tell you, I did the first year I did it, I fried one and put one in the oven, and nobody touched the oven turkey.
Do you inject your turkey?
Oh, yeah.
What do you inject it with?
The Creole, Tony Cacheri, the Creole
Tony
Satchery, butter.
The Satchery,
is that how you say it? The Creole butter.
Yeah, that's what we use, too.
Yeah.
That's what we use. That's a Louisiana thing, the Tony Satchery.
Nothing wrong with that.
You get your Tony Satchery and you slap your mama.
Yeah.
And they also have and they
you
also
for a
good.
Second I was like
no, you don't
is that a progression of steps or
you get to
but it's
you
the sauce.
No, it's
order.
The sauce. And then you have Punch Your Daddy. They actually have Punch Your Daddy sauce too. The seasoning blend.
What's the difference?
I don't know. I didn't taste much of a difference. It was just an equal thing of you can slap your mama or punch your daddy.
Yeah.
So we have all of them at our house.
So violent.
Yeah,
but we always do the injected.
Right.
We'll inject the turkeys. My dad loves to fry the turkey. That's like the big thing is frying the turkey. But you have to be careful. There's a lot of stuff because there's a lot of people that catch fire with things.
Sure.
You don't
well, that's
do it
part
properly.
Of the allure. Right?
Is that,
you can
is that the
actually
one?
Burn stuff down as well as get a turkey out of it. I mean
it's pretty good. So do you have any traditions that you have for Thanksgiving or Christmas or New Year's?
Not huge. You know, it's pretty normal, actually. So, we love Christmas at home. The girls, they want to be home for Christmas.
Do you open, gifts on Christmas Day? No Christmas Eve, anything?
No.
No gifts. Okay. Cause that's always my thing. I'm always like, my family used to let us open gifts on Christmas Eve and my husband's like, no. it's Christmas Day.
Yeah.
So I have to lobby for, like, at least we get some gifts for the kids. So some of the kids, you know, can open stuff, and then...
And it's always tradition. Yeah, and they vary from different, you know. We have a tradition that nobody does Black Friday shopping on Thursday.
Okay.
You
know?
So that's fair.
Because that's become a thing now.
Yeah.
And it's like,
I'm guilty of it. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so... We've avoided that so far. I don't know how long. Now my girls are teenagers, so they may bail on that whole deal, but...
We'll see. Are you going to be at any appearances? You've got parades, different things coming up. Where can people see you?
Yeah, well, we have the awesome Raleigh Christmas Parade, mm-hmm. okay, which we'll be broadcasting live with a 75-year look back beginning at 9 a.m. on the 23rd.
Nice.
Okay. So folks can get a little history there. There's a Bill Leslie sighting in that.
Oh, there's always a Bill Leslie sighting.
Of course. And then at 9:30, you know, roll that right into the parade and until its completion. And if you happen to miss it, it re-airs on Christmas Day.
Yeah, so. And we've also got the WRL Winter Wonderland. Yeah, Jerry Springer.
Yes.
Jerry Springer's going to be there because, you know, when you think of the holidays, you think about, you know, getting together the family and watching the Jerry Springer.
There you go. Yeah, yeah. I'm going to start the chant of Jerry. Yeah,
sure,
we'll get the whole crowd going. Yeah.
And we're going to hopefully talk to him.
Yeah.
We're hoping to get him to be on the podcast. So fingers are crossed that we'll be able to talk. He went to Tulane in New Orleans, and I'm from there, so that's my hook. So
there
I can kind of get in there and talk with him about some of his places, you know, places that he's gone to, what he loves about in Louisiana, because I miss home sometimes, especially this time of year.
I get it.
So, we're going to do that. So people can also see you. You're going to be at a tower lighting, correct?
We're going to light the tower here on the 2nd. I think that is December 2nd, but also on the 8th, I'm going to be in Rocky Mount. Rocky Mount Mills Tower Lighting is there, so mm-hmm. that's going to be very
fantastic.
Cool. And I haven't been there yet, so I'm super looking forward to going to Rocky Mount, seeing all those folks.
Try and get a tour beforehand, because like there's so much there.
Yeah.
You're going to have a good time. And then New Year's, are you doing anything for New Year's?
No, laying just, low, amateur night, just trying to stay out of the mix, you know.
That's fair.
Nice. Well, you definitely can check out Jeff Hogan every morning on your morning TV. Just watch him. And then, no, just...
He's dancing.
Before
just
the
so we, just
4:30 in spectacular HD television.
Yes.
You have the means.
Check him out. He does the noon newscast as well, and he's everywhere else as well. And you can see him at the Christmas Parade and a whole bunch of other places. Thank you so much for being our guest.
Oh, it is absolutely my pleasure. I am
just
honored, flattered that you would choose me.
And just know that before we do the Out and About segment every Friday morning, I dance, and sometimes he does, and sometimes Lena does. We like to do our little dance before it starts. So you hear that music, and you just know we're doing a dance.
Help it.
So it's
I
a lot of fun.
I dance up at my desk.
Oh, you do?
I feel your vibrations.
All right.
You know, the mental stuff.
I knew it. All right, guys.
We're cosmically linked.
Have a fantastic week. We'll make sure we have some links for all these cool events we've been talking about. And we will see you next week.